Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Stacey Moody, it's just me and you today.
It is. You ready?
I don't think so. I don't think this studio is big enough for the both of us.
I don't think that it is.
One of us has got to go by 9 o'clock when the 9 is at 9 starts.
I think it's going to be you. I'm going to be left alone in the field because I'm going to defeat you.
You don't know how to ride this horse over here on this side.
You know what, Jordan Silver? You couldn't teach a hand to cluck.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you're so lazy, molasses wouldn't even run down your legs.
Oh, what?
What? That took a turn.
Okay, it really did.
I meant slope down your legs.
Okay, well, I think that's the end of our...
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. We'll just turn down the cowboy shootout music and start the show.
Okay.
Stace, it's just us.
I know.
Good morning.
It's like old times.
It really is, except for last night I put on Instagram a poll.
Oh, no. I saw that.
It's just Stacey and I tomorrow on the show. Will we either A, become besties, or B, kill each other? 38% besties, 62% kill each other. And I noticed that you voted for kill each other.
I absolutely did.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
Good morning, Stacey Moody.
Good morning, Jordan Silver.
How are you?
I'm super.
I can't believe it's just us.
I know. It's really empty in this room.
I know.
It's like super empty.
I guess Chris does take a huge presence when he's
in
here.
I know. And so does Dustin.
Yeah.
It's weird. Whatever.
He's just so compact and always working.
I know. Sometimes he's sitting over here.
You forget that he's here. But yeah. It's just us because Chris is on day three of paternity leave.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish him well and his family well.
Yeah.
Things are going well.
His little baby.
Mm-hmm. Dustin's in school, so it's just us.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but there's like this narrative that's been written that we don't like each other.
I know. I mean, it's not entirely true. Only a mostly true, right?
I mean, I would spit in your face if your eyebrows were on fire.
Aw. Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
Isn't it?
I wouldn't do that for you. I would point and laugh, mostly.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I wanted to do this thing where we start talking about what happened on this day in history right here. In this exact spot. Like music history, regular history, local history, and more. So, let's start it out right now. Music history. On this day in music history, 2017, Tom Petty passed away.
I know. It's an anniversary. Sad. Did you know just at the beginning of this month that his childhood home in Gainesville was purchased by his ex-wife, who outbid a super fan? It only sold for $175,000.
Damn.
But it's also a pretty small house.
And? In Florida.
It's in Florida. Gross.
On this day in 2017, while that historic event with Tom Petty passing away happens, MTV revives TRL. But this time, there's no countdown or music. It's a disaster, basically. I was just reading about the history of it. Every, like, month, there's a problem with it. It gets cut from an hour to half an hour. And then at some point, they realize that their hosts are so bad that they go from making it live to pre-recorded. So they cut the L out of TRL.
It's TR.
Yeah. On this day in 2012, Mumford & Sons' single Babble becomes the highest-selling debut single of the year.
Dang, get
go
it.
Go Mumford & Sons. I still hear about that historic Kegs and Eggs.
Oh,
everybody talks
yeah.
about that Kegs and Eggs. In music history, 2003, for the third year in a row, Radiohead takes the, quote, Best Act in the World Today award from Q Awards in London. But since Q Magazine hated on one of their albums, they never show up to accept the award.
How can you do that?
I don't know.
How are you going to talk S on the person you're giving an award to?
Right. Continuity, people.
My God.
On this day in 1995, Oasis's What's the Story Morning Glory is released.
Oh, my God. Okay. So just a couple weeks ago, Liam Gallagher said that the Oasis reunion, did you know that there was an Oasis reunion possible?
Every 5 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Every 5 seconds.
Well, he has confirmed it's not going to be happening anytime soon because he says, if the effing music Noel's writing now was going to be any part of Oasis, I'd effing blow my brains out. We're probably better off apart.
Question.
In true Oasis fashion.
Question.
Yeah.
Now that we see the same therapist.
Yeah.
Is that the kind of stuff in the same kind of language that you tell her about me?
That's confident.
If confidential. It's confidential.
Well, it is confident.
If Jordan thinks that she's going to do the stand-up news one more effing time.
I swear to God.
And on this day in music history, 1945, Elvis, just 10 years old, makes his first public appearance at a fair and dairy show, singing a song called Old Shep in a talent contest and comes in second. Old Shep, you want to sing a couple lines from that, Stace?
Old Shep.
That's probably not how it
goes.
Okay.
No idea what the song is.
On this day in regular history, in 1925... Some scientist performs the first test of a working television system.
Some scientist dude?
Oh, because I'm not pronouncing that name. So I was reading about this, and he successfully transmitted the first television picture, and it was the head of a ventriloquist dummy.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's not creepy. It's just a head?
Yeah, just the head of a ventriloquist dummy.
That's something, I guess.
This day in 1925. On this day in local history, on this day in 1970, 14 members of the Wichita State University football team, as well as 17 administrators and supporters, are killed in a plane crash in the Rocky Mountains. I got a subscription to the Kansas City Star's archives.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see what the headline was for the news 100 years ago today.
What was it?
So I pulled the story out 100 years ago from the Kansas City Star front page. Listen to how time doesn't really change things. The headline is, man shot over a woman. As a result of a triangular love affair, Hutchinson was shot in a scuffle with Robert Webster, a bartender, shortly after 6 o'clock last night in the apartment of Miss Maud Webster on the third floor of 1344 East 8th Street. When she was cooking dinner, Webster came out and the two men fought. When Mrs. Webster tried to separate them, a revolver was discharged.
Oh, hot
and then,
damn.
Then the guy ran out of the door escaping. Kansas City Star News 100 years ago today.
That could have happened today.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm sure it is going to happen today.
Fighting over a bitch. All right, and the unofficial holidays for today. Name your car day.
What's your car's name?
Grasshopper.
Interesting.
What's your car's name?
Pearl.
Because it's white?
Yeah.
Wow, we are real good.
We're so good at this.
My dad loves naming his cars. He named my last red car Ruby.
Oh, I had a red car named Jessica Rabbit.
Woo!
Yeah. My first was Big Blue.
Right.
Because it was blue.
My Porsche was named Marilyn. Marilyn Monroe, because she was an expensive pain in the ass, basically.
Right.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
I am always so nervous to pull out this stuff and give it to you.
You have the best material for Mortified.
Because I was such a turd.
Right.
I mean, I still am, but
yeah.
My God. It's bad.
I love this self-reflection that you're doing your sophomore year, and you have so much of it. I'm so proud.
Yeah, there's plenty of content here.
The past couple weeks, I've been the one in the hot seat for Mortified.
Mm-hmm, which has been real nice.
That's about to change. Those tables are going to turn.
I know, crap.
Because you brought in your little notebook of stuff from your past. All gold.
Yeah, okay.
All gold. Because you handed me these journal entries, which are basically writing assignments.
Yeah, they're writing assignments. We had one every single day for this class.
Oh, yeah. A question. What kind of people drive you crazy?
Mm.
And you got a paragraph on that.
I'm surprised that's not just like pages stapled together.
Whoa. Hi. You wrote a letter to your teacher. How are you doing this morning? Well, I hope. I've been thinking about it, and your choice to kick me out of your class? Okay.
You're doing well, I hope.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry. I have this song called Photographs by Mess? Nickelback stuck in my head.
It said mess.
No,
don't
it says
do
Nickelback. It said Nickelback.
It did not.
Oh, your question was to write about in your class. What situation were you in where you had no control? Ooh, that would be a good one to read.
Oh, God.
Describe the beginning of the year. What are your plans? Describe your favorite place. We are going through Stacey Moody's journal entries from her sophomore year, trying to figure out what she going to read.
Yeah.
For Mortified at 7:30. Describe your first friend.
Oh, God.
How do you spell remember here? Wow. R-E-M-B-E-R.
Rember?
Rember. Journal entry number 5, September 2nd. What object of sentimental or personal significance do you keep? Yeah.
Oh, God.
Journal entry number 7, September 9th. What TV show or movie best explains your life? I'm not reading ahead on that one.
Yeah, probably.
What is your perfect day? What is something... Oh, right, here we go. What is something that you've accomplished that you're very proud of?
Is it blank?
Just spell bee girl. Oh, what do you have in there that you could possibly read for Mortified at 7:30?
I have longer pieces.
Okay. That's what she said.
Similar to one of the letters I wrote my teacher, I have something that's called a story called Stacy is a Punk Rocker, which makes me want to punch myself in the face.
Oh, my God.
I had to write a character essay for my boyfriend at the time, and I named it Snickerdoodle.
Oh, God. Strawberry Mama. That is some nicknaming you guys are doing.
That was a different boyfriend. One about my brother, I assume, called Smelly Kelly. But one that I don't think we'll be able to read on here because it's like a billion pages long. Something called You Were My Favorite.
Okay.
So this is still my favorite thing that I have ever written. It's a story about a kid who moves to a different school. And he meets this girl and they start liking each other and they go to prom together. Well, they're in this room for whatever reason. He leads her to this room.
Oh, God. This is your favorite. Oh, God.
And he goes, I love you. And she's like, I love you. And he ends up killing her. And right before she dies, he goes, you were my favorite. I love it. I love this story. I wrote that as a child.
Here I go thinking that I'm scared to be in the room with Chris. He's the serial killer. God damn it, it's you.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
My name is Jordan Silver, and this is the stand-up news.
Woo!
Thanks, Stace. On Sunday, the Dolphins played the LA Chargers in Miami, and a vendor purposefully charged a dude $724 for 2 beers just so that the guy could pocket $700.
Yikes.
Right. But in all fairness, had the Dolphins been playing the Chargers at their stadium in L.A., $724 is a bargain for 2 beers. That was a fake laugh. All right. How about this one? Mattel just released a Braille version of their hit game Udo. The cards have Braille dots on the corners to let the visually impaired people know the card that they picked. And also to know if you're a cheater when it comes to playing Uno with a visually impaired person.
Did you cheat?
Yeah, I picked a 4. See? All right. Yesterday, a mouse fell through the ceiling of a press room at the White House. The mouse was quickly escorted off the premises because everyone knows that the only rodents that have access to press badges to the White House are the rats at Fox News.
Oh!
Thank you.
Yeah.
Be here all day and night. But I'm not sure about tomorrow. All right, so a dude who used to work at Yahoo pled guilty to using his employee access to hack people's Yahoo mail. But the joke's on him, though. All he found were tons of dumb email forwards because the only people still using Yahoo mail are our 114-year-old grandparents.
I have a Yahoo account.
I know. Grandma.
Dick.
During an interview with Live X Live yesterday, Taylor Hawkins of the Foo Fighters revealed why their band has stayed together for so long.
Dave's the leader of the band, but he's a good leader. Everyone gets to play on the records. We split pretty much everything equally, and it just makes for a harmonious situation.
Is it split it equally? Everyone gets the same amount. Everyone in Foo Fighters.
Shut up, Stacey Moody.
Okay.
That is not how we do it here on JSAF. The Bronx Zoo filed a criminal trespassing complaint after a woman climbed over the barrier into a lion's den and started taunting the lion. The woman was identified after security wrote down her license plate when she was exiting the zoo. Her license plate read, "This bitch," which is the exact words that I used to start the story when I'm retelling it with my friends. This bitch! climb the fence at the zoo.
Who? Why do we still do that? Why are we still doing that in 2019?
Because we're stupid.
Well, I mean.
And finally, a vegan in England is suing a bakery because she's been, quote, traumatized. Apparently, she ordered something that she thought was vegan, but it contained meat. And when she realized it, she, quote, broke down in tears and started having heart palpitations, which is ironically the exact same feeling that us meat eaters get when you vegans try to trick us with that fake meat garbage.
You know, I sometimes wonder how vegans survive off what little they eat, but then I remember they feed off attention.
Oh, and that is the stand-up news.
Jordan Silver on 96.5, The Buzz.
This morning, it is Stacey Moody and me, Jordan Silver, hanging out with you. Chris is on paternity leave, and Dustin is teaching little kids.
And we killed Dustin.
We killed Dustin. Goodbye, Earl. Goodbye, Dustin. He's rolled up in a tarp. My cousin did not know the Dixie Chicks' Goodbye, Earl.
What?
Yeah, I made her leave the family.
Yeah.
Emancipated.
What is it? Miscommunicated? Oh, God damn it.
What?
Excommunicated.
Excommunicated from the family.
That's it. I'm
yes.
leaving. Bye. You
don't know about Goodbye, Earl? And those black eyed peas tasted all right to me. All right, so it's you and I today at 8:30. We have KC Beer Company coming in. They're going to talk about KC Beer Company's Oktoberfest going on this weekend.
Yes.
It's going to be so,
so excited.
Awesome. They're probably going to bring in beer, too.
Oh, hell yeah.
And an accordion. Oh. And I'm not exactly sure yet, but possibly a dog. I don't
what?
Know.
What?
Their official mascot. I invited their official mascot, Barley, the dog, to come in when they come in. So we'll see if they take that invitation.
Please, also, if you're listening right now, please just bring the dog.
You know they're listening.
Bring the dog.
Yes, and the beer.
And the, well,
and the KC beer.
Yeah.
And the KC beer. Yes. KC Beer Company, KC beer. 7:30.
I know.
Mortified.
Yep, it's going to be mortifying.
What do you want to read?
I don't know. There's so much.
There really is. These journal entries are gold, though.
Mm-hmm.
I love this writing assignment that you were supposed to do. How about one of these?
Oh, yeah.
We read one of these?
Let's just do one of those.
Okay, because
these
are great. I'm the baby. There's only two of us. That's how one journal entry starts.
Okay.
I have this song Photograph by Nickelback in my head. No, it's not.
It's mess.
Hi.
It's mess.
Hi, teacher. How are you doing this morning? I've been thinking about how you want to kick me out of your class.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Journal entry number two. People that drive me crazy, huh? Well, that's a long list, okay?
I mean,
starts with, quote,
true.
Scene kids.
Scene kids piss me off.
Scene kids piss you off. We just went to emo night, by the way. Speaking of which, the next emo night date has been announced.
What?
November 22nd, Riot Room.
Oh, my God.
Yes, a month out, but 2 months out. But
are we doing this monthly now? Oh, I guess one's not in October.
Yeah, because it's at the end of September. So, yeah, there's going to be one probably in Lawrence.
Oh, my God. There needs to be one every weekend. You know how much we would be so skinny.
We would be.
If we had emo night every week.
Dude, the guy that leads that, Austin, he sweat through a hat. Have you ever seen someone sweat through a hat before?
That is, man.
I could make like 20 babies with the sweat that he sweat
Why
out.
Do you want to make a sweat baby?
Well, you know, just use the DNA to make a baby or something.
Okay.
In one of those DNA machines.
I thought you were like putting it in a
no!
bag.
No. He sweat through a hat. Have you ever seen someone sweat through a hat before?
I don't know that I have.
I don't even think the Chiefs, when they played in Florida, when it was 120 degrees on the field, they sweat through hats. It's crazy. But I am really excited for Mortified coming up at 7:30.
Yeah.
Read something from your childhood.
Can't wait.
I can't wait either.
It's like hashtag Throwback Thursday, except way, way, way more embarrassing. This is Mortified.
I'm starting this early. I'm starting this early because there's too much good material that we are going to go through today for Mortified.
Jordan is sitting over here, like, going through, like, she's solving a murder mystery over here.
Yes, I'm placing all of these papers out in order of importance of what needs to be written. Sorry, I'm starting to read yours. What needs to be read for Mortified in these next 15 minutes, and there's too many good ones.
Yeah.
So, basically, what is this?
So, my sophomore year, I had a class, a creative writing class, and every...
This is creative writing.
Creative writing.
Okay.
Every day before we started class, we had a writing assignment, like a journal entry. And so there are a lot of them, and you're about to read a few of them, or... We're about to read a few of them.
We're going to read a few of them. Yeah. We're going to go back and come back and go back and come back because these are really good.
Mm-hmm.
This first one, August 23rd, 2005, so you were a sophomore. Mm. Looks like you're just kind of writing your teacher a letter.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. This is what, it's like you can feel who you are going to grow up to be as an adult.
Oh, God.
As you hear.
Oh, geez.
This for Mortified. I am reading from Stacey Moody's journal. Here we go, from her sophomore creative writing class. Dear teacher, your class would be lost without me. Oh, who are we kidding? You would be lost without me. Me and my talent. I'm the best writer out there. I am the best. And I'm the reason that you get up in the morning. Oh, my God, Stacey. Even on days that I don't have this class, you just hope to see me in the hallways. Not to brag or flaunt my talent or anything, of course. Another thing is I have a super amazing power. You would drop a student with super... Would you drop a student with super amazing powers? That's horrible. You don't know the kind of things that I could do to you.
Oh, God.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not threatening you. I learned my lesson a while ago. Not good outcomes. But anyway, all I'm saying is that I'm a very valuable person in my class. So if I were you, I'd seriously consider keeping me. Thanks, Stacey Moody.
Wow. Okay.
So your teacher, like any teacher does, writes some comments on the side
Lord.
Of this. I like the intro, she put. Very bold, but I like it. And then under that, where it says that you're not threatening her, she goes, I hope not. I've already heard about your mafia connections.
Okay. That teacher was one of my absolute favorites in high school. She was awesome.
She sarcastic?
I think so.
What do you remember? How old was she? What kind of creative? Because creative writing teachers,
usually,
for the most
yeah.
part, they're slightly out there because you have to be. You have yeah. to be using your brain.
Yeah. She was awesome. But, fun story about the I learned my lesson. Like, that's actually real. I got kicked out of school for 10 days for jokingly threatening my teacher in fifth grade.
And so a couple years later,
yeah.
you threaten her, but then you say you aren't threatening her. Not to get you wrong, because you aren't threatening her.
Yeah.
You don't know the kind of things that I could do to you. You wrote this to a teacher.
Yeah, I don't know. Different times, thank God. I would be in jail still. But yeah, I mean, all that's accurate.
That's how you talk to your teacher.
Apparently.
Oh, my God. All right, so. God, there's so many good ones here. I definitely want to keep that one. Up next, if your life were a book title, what would it be and why?
I have no idea what I wrote.
This is Mortified.
Oh, Stacey, I love when you bring in stuff from your sophomore year creative writing class.
Man, and there's so much of it.
There is. That's just gold right there. Like, if I were you, I would go to a bank, get a safety deposit box. That goes in there. Also, your whole wedding book.
Oh, my God.
With Travis
yeah.
Armstrong.
Travy.
Was that this writing class as well? Sophomore year writing class?
No, that was... I think it was still maybe junior or senior.
Okay. It so fun to hear about the Stacey Moody, her sophomore year. And I'm going to read one right now. If you were a book title, if your life were a book title, what would it be?
Oh, God.
What do you think you put your sophomore year?
It was probably something sad and depressing or something very sarcastic, like amazing. So
rejected.
There, yep.
If your life right. were a book title, sophomore Stacey Moody would call it Rejected.
Okay. Yep.
Do you still feel that way or no?
Up until a few months ago, yeah.
Okay. All right. So this rejection has to do with love.
Probably.
Okay. Here we go.
Probably.
Because not only do you write your book title, you explain why.
Okay.
And this is why. Sophomore year, Stacey Moody for Mortified. I'm going to be reading why she would call her life
Grab the Kleenex.
Life's a book title and it would be Rejected. Rejected. It seems that everything I try, everything I want doesn't work out. Nothing works out the way that I want it to. I am rejected every time I try something new. I know I should be more than used to it by now, but it's still really, really freaking hard. I'm going to cry. I don't want to accept it, but I have to. It doesn't seem fair to me that all these other people get things that they want, and I'm stuck here with N-O-N-N-I-N-G, which is supposed to be nothing.
No-ning?
No-ning. But your teacher, as every good teacher does, writes some encouragement to you.
Oh, good.
She writes, sorry to hear this, but keep on keeping on.
Okay, Joe Dirt.
You have some great buddies in here. That's it.
Am I in prison?
That's some good...
I don't know where you
are. That's so
sad.
I know, I'm sorry. But you know what, though? Honestly, this is how most people feel in school.
Right, oh,
That's how I felt in school.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know I was gay.
Yeah.
That felt like...
That's even worse.
Nobody knew what I wanted. Any girl that I had feelings for, I didn't even know what they were.
Mm.
Definitely wasn't dating them. So, yeah, this rejected title of your life, book title, your sophomore year, is just totally fitting.
Yeah.
And, it does get better.
It does.
Yeah.
Look at me. Don't.
Also.
Don't look at me.
The popular cheerleader gets pregnant real early. The cute, handsome football player gets fat and ugly.
Loses all his hair.
Yeah, kids, just make your way through this.
And you know.
It's so good after.
A lot of those athletes and hot guys in school, they have small wieners.
And they go to jail.
They do.
And use the wieners on each other. Because there's
sword fight with each other. All right.
Oh, Stace, you've got one to read.
I
because
do.
this is great. This is what's the date that you wrote that?
This one is a very special day. It's September 15th.
Ah, it's Chris's birthday. Your birthday.
It's my birthday, you dick.
Right.
The 15th. Anyway.
So I am this is mortified. And Stacey is going to be reading from an assignment from her creative writing class sophomore year. And what is this called?
It doesn't have a title, but I think it's describe my perfect day.
Okay, Stacey.
From what I'm seeing.
Let's do it.
My perfect day would start out with me waking up around noon. Yeah, still right.
Noon!
Then I get dressed, put on my third favorite t-shirt, Dead Kennedys. God, I'm
what's
so
your first?
Badass.
It had to be a good Charlotte one, right?
Probably. I wait for Sid Vicious to pick me up in my 1970 black Mustang that I got for my birthday.
Oh, damn. What? That's your first car? That's unfair.
I never had a 1970 Mustang.
Okay.
We go to Johnny Rotten's house and hang out with him and a bunch of punk bands.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay.
God, I'm so cool. Yeah. My brother is there, too, of course. Then me and Sid, because we're on first name basis.
Of course. And he's alive.
Go
in 2005. Alive. Let's talk about that.
Oh. Me and Sid go to Taco Bell and have a nice birthday dinner.
Taco Bell! Taco Bell! I love you.
Then we go, oh my God. Then we go to a Sex Pistols reunion concert where Sid actually knows how to play the bass! Oh, such a dick. After the show, did he learn it after he died? Was he resurrected with that ability?
You know, I have a feeling while you're in the afterlife, there's a lot of time to kill.
That's true.
You know, like, what are you going to do? Learn the bass? All right, cool.
He had a couple decades. After the show, we hang out with the bands some more to congratulate the Sex Pistols on their great show in forever and since Sid's death. God. Then Sid drops me off at my house. Why is he driving?
Well, listen. I think he's pretty invincible if he's driving. He's alive in 2005.
Then he drops me off at my house where everyone sings happy birthday to me and we all eat cake. Sid kisses me goodnight. I go to bed very, very happy. I had a crush on Sid Vicious for some reason.
I guess so.
Yeah, I did a lot of school projects were based around Sid Vicious and Sex Pistols my freshman and sophomore year.
Could you imagine how gooey his body would be after that many years and then just being resurrected and then coming to take your hand and take you out? Learning the bass?
Yeah.
He would. I'm sure he wouldn't look like he did when he was 20.
I mean, he may. Did you see him? He did
That's
cut
true.
Himself
he
on stage.
Bad. He did look pretty bad.
Yeah. So, yeah. Apparently, I'm friends with Sid Vicious and he kisses me goodnight.
Why doesn't he stay over?
I don't, you know, maybe he does. Maybe he kisses me while we're in bed.
You're 17.
He's a ghost.
He has been resurrected from the dead.
Because of you. That's what your birthday wish is. Is that what you wish every time you blow out the candles?
Every single time.
All right, so I've got one more.
Okay.
I need to read for you.
Okay.
Because we're running out of mortified time.
Uh-oh. But
this is something you wrote.
Yep.
Your sophomore year creative writing class. Quote.
Oh, God.
So there's this guy that I work with that likes me, and I like him too, I guess. But the thing is, he's 20 years old, and I'm only 17. He's in college and everything. His brother, that also works with me, is trying to get us hooked up. I like the kid. I still always call him kids.
I don't know.
But I'm just not sure yet. I like this other guy who I've liked forever. This sounds like you, and you're like 15 Bumble dates in one day.
God, I know, right?
I like this other guy. At least he's a guy. Not a kid.
Not a kid.
Not a kid. Always. When you're dating, starting to date AZ, you're like, this kid, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, everyone's a kid to me.
Jesus. I like this guy. This is a guy I've liked forever, since my freshman year. So forever, 1 year. Forever is 1 year because you wrote this your sophomore year.
Yeah, okay.
I just finally told him yesterday. Oh, yeah, this gets good. Actually, I wrote it in a note because I'm too shy to tell him to his face. But I haven't seen him yet to find out what he thinks. I just don't know. And then your teacher wrote, go slow, use a condom.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
My favorite type of book are self-help books.
Okay.
I just like trying to make myself better and always working on this and that to become better and healthy and blah, blah, blah. So because of that, I've only really purchased self-help books from Audible.
Oh, God. Okay.
And they just popped up in my Instagram feed with suggestions of new books to download because I just finished my last one, which actually was a book on DJing. Great, you just finished that book. Let's start a new one.
Okay.
Because you have this membership where you can download one a month.
Ooh.
So I'd like to read you some of the titles. This has not been edited in any way, shape, or form.
So just to kind of recap, the only thing Audible knows about you is that you are struggling on a daily basis and that you like to DJ.
Yes, I'm learning to DJ. The book was called Learn to DJ.
Is it DJ for dummies?
Excuse me.
Perfect. Okay, I am so ready.
Borderline personality disorder.
Oh.
30 secrets, how to take back your life when you're dealing with BPD. I do not have borderline personality disorder.
Audible thinks you do.
I guess so. The next book, It Didn't Start With You. How inherited family trauma shapes who we are and how to end the cycle. These are the books that Audible is suggesting.
Just a little light reading.
I know. The next one is called Body Language, How to Analyze People and Use Powerful Communication, Persuasion, and Negotiation Skills to Influence People.
Oh, my.
I did this book. I read this book about or listened to this book about.
Is that a book for Hitler?
No, it's about like reputation and how to.
Oh, it's supposed to be used positively, not manipulating people.
Yeah, no, well.
Oh.
Yes.
I mean, right?
Well, just wait till we get to the end of this.
Okay, great.
So the next book that Audible suggested for me to download and listen to, The Courage to Be Disliked.
Aww.
It's a book about.
Is that a book you've read several times?
You think I'm disliked? I think I need to read that book. All I do is people please. I'm like the only radio personality on earth that isn't like a big dick and thinks that they're the biggest and best thing on earth. I'm like, oh, God, I'm a piece of crap.
I mean, okay.
Okay,
move
yeah,
on.
I agree. Yeah. All right, the next book that Audible suggested for me to download, Narcissistic Mother. The Crucial Things You Missed When You Have a Narcissistic Mother.
Oh, my God.
Alcohol is Crap, How to Ditch the Booze and Reignite Your Life. The next book Audible suggested for me, Eating, Drinking, Overthinking. Thanks.
I need that.
The next book, If Cats Disappeared from the World.
Stop!
I'm dead serious. These are screenshots. The Easy and Original Hypnotic Gastric Band.
Oh, no.
The next book that Audible suggested for me, How to Talk So Little Kids Will Listen.
Is that what you're reading right now for the show?
Probably. followed by The Secret Language of Cats.
God.
Followed by Rewire Your Anxious Brain.
Ooh, can you send me that link?
I will. The 5 Types of People Who Can Ruin Your Life.
Stacey Moody.
Forwarded by Stacey Moody. And the final one. It's the. Can you see? Look at this image. What do you think this book is called? But just by the picture, it's a brain on the side. It's a drawing of a brain, and then the brain is mapped out into different sections of what it does in your brain.
Well, now that you're covering it, I'm thinking it's going to go in a different direction. What does it say? Oh, God. I saw a big word.
How to be alone.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Wake up every morning with a big fart in my butt.
We're missing the boys.
I know. We got to bring in the weird and the farts and the poop. Well, no, Dustin doesn't like poop talk.
No, and that's all that Chris is. We're just missing our buddy right now as he's on paternity leave. But yeah, can I tell you something?
Please.
So there's this girl that I like. I don't know if the story starts like this. And
wait, you like a girl?
Shut up, Stacey Moody. Now you can talk.
Okay.
And we were hanging out, and I was just kind of like looking at her and thinking, wow, I really like this girl. Aww. I really, really like her, and she's a friend. And then all of a sudden she takes her phone and goes, look at this poop I just did. And shows me her fecal matter in the toilet. And I was like, well, that's ruined. Goodbye.
I think I love her now.
Nope. Nope.
No way, really?
Over. Fastest thing to make me not like you. Yeah. Because I don't know. Yes.
It's not like she, like, pulled apart her butt cheeks and took my butthole.
She might as well have. I'm sorry. I don't want to see something that came out. They call it waste for a reason. They call it void for a reason. But, are you on? Because it's a time in a relationship that Urban Dictionary defines as farting terms.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you meet, and then it's like the beginning, and then you realize you're going out, and then you say that you love them, and then one of you farts in front of each other.
Yeah.
Are you there yet?
No. Speaking of waking up every morning and a big fart in my butt, I can poop around him, but only because I have toilet spray, like that poopery stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it covers it up. Like, clearly I'm in there for a bit. He knows what I'm doing.
Is your bathroom close to your living room?
No, but it's like it butts up against my bedroom.
Does it have a fan to make noise?
Oh, I know.
Oh, hell no.
I know. But no, I can't fart in front of him yet. It's too much. It's too much. So I just wake up and wait for him to leave the room, or I leave the room, and I'm just, until that happens, I'm sitting here with pain and my stomach hurts and I just suck it back in.
Girl, I dated a girl for 7 years. We lived together for like 5 of them. Never the fart and never the poo-poo.
5 years? What?
Yes. Yes.
Where did you go poop?
We had 2 bathrooms. You will go upstairs if, you know, we're hanging out downstairs. Downstairs if you're hanging out upstairs. And I would like there to be some mystery left in the relationship. If it's that's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I do kind of put myself out there a lot, but with that, no. No, I'm not just like, hey, look at how big that is, babe. Want a kiss? This.
Look what I just did. Look what I just made. No, I'm not going to send him pictures of it, but I'm
certainly...
What,
you're showing the real thing?
Yeah, I'm going to call him in there and be like,
hey. Are you kidding me?
No!
Okay.
No.
Jeez.
But I'm not above sending that stuff to my brother.
Oh, no.
I've done that.
Never been a family to do that. Your brother all the way out in L.A.?
Yeah.
Just like, hey.
Hey, I haven't talked to you in a few days. Check this out.
He's like at church, and all of a sudden his phone rings.
Yeah.
He pulls it out, and it's your moody turd.
What about my family makes you think any of us go to church?
I was hoping that there was one of you that was good.
I'm my mom's the best one.
Right.
And still no church. Okay. She tried for years to get me to be a good person through church. Every weekend I was puking, like making myself puke or pretending to puke to get out of it.
Damn.
And look how I turned out. I guess that's not a good argument.
My mom always wants us to go with her to midnight mass.
Oh, yikes.
For Christmas.
No.
I know. And it's like, all right, listen, lady. You go once a year. You think that all of your sins are going to be absolved.
Right.
That was.
Wait, isn't that the Catholic way?
Yeah, basically. Yeah, but the best part is the last time I went, and I refuse to go now. They were dipping this like scepter thing into holy water and sprinkling it all over the crowd. Swear to God, it burned. Swear to God, it burned.
Stacey Moody on Jordan Silver and Friends.
The most fun there ever is all the time. Appreciate it so much. Casey Beer Company in the house. We have Steve. Say hello, sir.
Guten Morgen.
Good morning. Jürgen.
Guten Morgen und grüß Gott.
Bram.
Wie Mary.
And hopefully in English, but maybe not, Andrew.
Guten Morgen.
Okay, yeah. Friday starts Casey Oktoberfest.
That's right. So I actually just got back from Munich at the original Oktoberfest, the inspiration for our event. And I'm just so excited about what we have in store that I thought up of a couple of fun facts and some numbers for us to talk about this morning about how much beer we made, how many people it takes to pull off this event. And we're just super excited to have all of Kansas City come down and celebrate with us.
This is going to be huge. So it's the sixth annual.
That's correct.
Event.
That's correct.
400 workers.
That's right. So between all of our brewery staff, the volunteers, the production staff, contract workers, it takes about 400 who put on this event, from putting up the stages and the lights and getting the beer trailers ready and the food and pretty much everything there. It takes a large group of people to make this a success.
When are you starting? Have you already started?
Yeah, it's already started.
Center?
Monday started setting up at Crown Center.
Got it.
So I will point out that we actually do have a few volunteer spots still open. Okay. So anybody who's interested in working at Oktoberfest, you get 4 beer tokens and a t-shirt, and we'll find a good job for you, whether it's doing wristbands or checking people in at the gate or pouring beer.
Sounds awesome. Where can they sign up for that?
At the website, kcoktoberfest.com. That's spelled with a K.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right, KC Oktoberfest. 500 kegs of beer.
That's right. So we were thinking about how much beer we had to make for this event and, you know, thought about last year and our expected attendance for this year, but... that equals more than 62,000 12-ounce servings of beer,
to put it
in relatable terms. But it's a big volume of beer. And there's 10 different beers that we made, all German-style beers made with imported malt and hops, the way that Casey Beer Co. does it. If you're not into beer, we do have a gluten-free pear cider that we also made. And we will have 2 German wines there, a red wine and a white wine.
Oh, my gosh. So much. And then, okay, so I remember you guys ran into this problem last year, but you got it covered this year. The covered seating in case of bad weather.
That's right. So we do have 2 large tents, and actually 3 tents, that's got covered seating for 2,000 people about.
Awesome.
So throughout the weekend, there's tons of tables and benches, hundreds of them, beer hall style tables and benches where you can sit, make some friends at the table next to you. Beer brings people together,
and that's
what this is all about.
You guys always bring the party in here. It's the best feeling. Is this what it's always like to work with you guys?
Pretty much. Pretty much.
The boss is here, so say yes.
Yes, yes.
I imagine that it's...
That's his richly, Steve.
And then the estimated 10,000 people.
10,000 attendees is what we're expecting. That's what we had at our last year when we used to do this in our beer garden before it just got so big that we had to move it to a larger venue. But we're, you know, hoping that maybe even more people will turn out.
So, absolutely,
again,
absolutely.
There's ample seating, tons of beer, tons of food, 6 live bands, 2 stages. It's going to be a really, really awesome party.
You also said there's a costume contest.
There is a costume contest.
I like how you totally just took a drink like we're hanging out at a bar.
So, yeah.
Not on the radio.
We do a contest called the Best Dressed Bavarian. So we encourage the ladies to wear their dirndl and the men to wear their lederhosen. And they'll have a chance to come up on stage. Steve actually runs that contest. But we'll see what people come up with. You know, the bigger feathers you put in your hat or how crazy you get with your colors. It's a lot of fun.
I love it.
And then there's Moskrugstemmen, where the stein hoisting, to see how long you can hold a stein of beer. That's for both men and women.
That's right. Didn't you say you had an older woman? It was like in her 70s?
When we did that in the beer garden back in May for our Mai Fest, we had a woman that was celebrating her 70th birthday that... put herself into a trance and held out a liter of beer, a full liter of beer.
Is this on YouTube? You didn't catch the moment. It was just so amazing.
You know, we were all stunned at what we were witnessing. We forgot to record it, but
hopefully she shows up this time and shows everybody up, even the men, right?
And, that's right. And so, and there's also even a pickle eating contest sponsored by Jimmy John's. So that one got a lot of laughs last year as well. I don't remember what the number was. Do you, Steve?
It was a lot.
Couple dozen, you know.
Damn. Okay, so tell me a little bit more about the music that you guys have going on, because there's two stages.
So we have two bands from New York, the Polka Brothers, Andy Schlauberger, the Smart Alex. We've got a band out of Houston, and then we have some local bands, including our accordion player today, Bram Winans, has his band will be performing. So we'll have music throughout the day from open to close, two stages, two covered seating areas, so rain or shine, party goes on under the big tents.
That's right. There is no rain if you got the tents. That's it. There's no rain.
That's right.
And also, this is a family-friendly event. This is not something you leave the kids at home for if you don't
have to. So there is a huge activity area for the kids and families, arts and crafts. They'll make pretzel necklaces and drawing and arts and crafts. And there's an extreme racetrack with big wheels and just all sorts of fun stuff. So like I said, you know, when I was in Munich last week, there were families there roaming around the grounds, taking advantage of all the games and fun stuff going on. So we're basically bringing Munich to Kansas City and doing a Kansas City-sized version. We've spread out over three levels, again, with the two stages, four tents, a VIP area, the kids area, a food vendor area. There's a marketplace where people can go buy various crafts and wares from local vendors. So it definitely is a huge footprint where there's a lot of things going on.
Awesome. And again, if you want to donate some time, you guys are looking for people to help out. And
that's right. That's right. So actually, they are, we call them volunteers, but they are paid positions.
Oh!
So, you get four beer tokens, a t-shirt, and $10 an hour. So we got a few spots left open for people to...
That's more than Stacy makes.
It is. So. Are you guys hiring full-time?
Hey!
Or?
Just this weekend you can work there.
Just this weekend, I'm there.
So I should mention on the volunteer front, one thing that we don't always talk about, but there is actually a charitable aspect to KC Oktoberfest. So because it does take so many people, we fill huge chunks of the jobs that need to be done with volunteers from area nonprofits. So that money that we would pay somebody, we actually donate that money to the charity. So we're able to get lots of groups of people to help pull off the event and then give some of the proceeds back to different area charities.
I tried to learn the chant, but I'm going to watch it one more time.
Oh, it is?
Okay. All right, here we go. You guys want to do it again? Tickets available at the door.
Ein Prosit, ein Prosit, der Gemütlichkeit. Ein Prosit, ein Prosit, der Gemütlichkeit.
1, 2, 3.
Zufahrt!
See what she's up to when the show isn't on. Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram.
Chris is still out.
Yes.
On paternity leave. So we have a swing hitter. Snow Cone is going to be submitting a song for Forgotten Bangers.
Snowy?
Yep.
I'm excited. Yay.
Yeah, he's got a song that he thinks is going to beat all of our songs.
How pissed are you going to be if he comes in and he's just like, I'm here to win, and then he actually wins?
I mean, I've won twice in a row already for Forgotten Bangers. The Buzz family loves my songs, so you better really step it up.
I know.
Because I know the song that he picked, and I think that
people
are going to love it.
All right, I got some research to do today.
Yes, you do. Forgotten Bangers tomorrow at 7:30. Snow Cone stepping in for Chris. We have Dustin going to be on the show tomorrow. Thank you for letting us read or like glimpse into your life.
Yeah.
Your sophomore year of school for Mortified. That was hilarious. We read some...
I threatened my teacher.
Yeah.
And nothing happened. That's weird.
Creative writing samples from Stacey Moody's creative writing class her sophomore year, in which she tells the teacher that she's the best writer. And
which is true. Okay.
Spell congratulations.
C-O-N.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.